How many of you knew that President Trump is staring down an impeachment today? How many of you knew this? Oh, come on. I have it right here on good authority.
Welcome back. You're watching MSNBC. I'm Stephanie Ruhle. The calls are growing for the ouster of President Trump. Another member of Congress wants him impeached.
Is that potentially impeachable if it's an obstruction of justice?
I think we're going to have to look into it a little bit further.
You were saying that this could lead down the road to impeachment, but we weren't anywhere near that yet. Does this breaking news tonight change your view on that?
Are we getting closer and closer to the possibility of yet another impeachment process?
Reluctantly, Wolf, I have to say yes.
Is it an impeachable offense if, in fact, the president obstructed justice?
So in terms of impeachment, are you taking action, working with Republicans, or doing anything that would actually move that agenda forward?
Do you harbor any hopes that you will find a conservative legal mind to match your desire to proceed with impeachment?
I think he can be looked at
and Mark
even
Dean
charged
Waters.
With obstruction of justice.
I think you are an obstruction of justice.
I beg your pardon?
You mean impeachment proceedings? Impeachment originates in the House. House leadership and the Republican Party has shown no interest in that and seems like it's the furthest thing from their mind. You think that's going to change?
Are you suggesting that President Trump should face impeachment?
No, I'm not suggesting that.
Congressman, what is your
case? We're going to make news out of it anyway.
Now we're talking impeachment. Do you think this is a bridge too far?
Yeah. What do you think of this impeachment possibility? What's more needed to prove obstruction of justice than the president fires the guy coming after him after asking to drop the case? What more do you need?
Is that the impeachment is the remedy. I mean, the president can't...
It's the only remedy.
Yeah, there's a growing talk about impeachment within your party. You have Congresswoman Maxine Waters. You have Congressman Al Green. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, all talking about impeachment for this president.
You heard Jeffrey Toobin say it would be an obstruction of justice, and potentially, as you know, Senator, that could be impeachable. That could be an impeachable offense.
Isn't that amazing? All of these people are, they're in agreement. This could be an impeachable offense.
There are a bunch of fine, upstanding representatives.
Now, first of all, you'd actually have to be charged with this thing called obstruction of justice, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So how did the president obstruct justice by using his Article 2, Section 2 constitutional power to hire and to fire, to appoint and to unappoint ministers and all of officers of the government consecrated under the U.S. Constitution? Mitterbond. Junk. Wait a minute. I might have just given him a second syllable.
I'm stumped.
Take it back.
I don't know how he did anything wrong by doing his job as assigned.
Well, we all just heard the montage. I mean, are you talking an impeachable offense? Are we talking about something? Did you hear the one woman who said, do you have any hope? Do you have any hope that there may be something that you'll find that we can impeach this guy on?
They're using impeachment. Do you remember when they started using gravitas? Everyone all of a sudden had gravitas. Well, he doesn't have the gravitas that we need today. He's not the proper candidate with the right gravitas for this job. Now it's impeached.